1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to the UN, nearly 70% of Gaza's population is experiencing catastrophic hunger. And now there are reports it could soon be that bad in Haiti as well. ABC's Matt Rivers has more from Port-au-Prince.
We've seen that from the very beginning of this conflict, is that gangs are doing anything that they can to have leverage against both the population and the government. And that has included targeting in hospitals. It's including targeted containers that are sitting at the port, a UNICEF container, for example, containing neonatal supplies, supplies needed for mothers who have given birth. They stole that stuff from the port.
And they're stealing food as well. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today addressing Republican senators via teleconference as the U.S. tries to come up with alternatives for the expected Israeli invasion of Rafah, Gaza's largest city in the south. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals today will hear oral arguments on the Texas law that would allow law enforcement officers to arrest and detain migrants they think are in the country illegally. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of audits show about three-fourths of workspaces in state office buildings are empty as many as 5 days a week. A panel of state lawmakers pressed leaders from the Department of Administration and the Universities of Wisconsin about their work-from-home policies. State Representative Bob Witke says the state has invested billions of dollars in office space. He questions why it should go unused. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss offers a blunt assessment to the effort to recall him from office.
The people who organized this are so out of touch with reality. And I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again. They are morons.
Voss tells a WIS Politics luncheon that convicted felons were among those who signed off on petitions with hundreds of duplicate signatures, misspelled addresses, and missing information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The nonprofit Centro Hispano of Dane County has raised enough money to fully build their new facility on the south side. They passed the $18 million mark thanks to an unexpectedly large donation from Mackenzie Scott, one of the biggest philanthropists in the country. With the donation, Centro Hispano will be able to replace their old building with a new headquarters to better serve their growing staff and community. The new center is set to open next month. Madison's night market will be a little bit bigger this summer. The market will expand onto the Capitol Square starting this year. That's in addition to their current space on State and Gilman Street. Madison's Central Business Improvement District says that the expansion is to account for the increased demand for space from local artists and food vendors. There will be 5 Madison night markets this summer, with the first happening on May 9th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Brewers beat Cleveland. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another win in spring training, this time 8-5 over the Guardians. Willy Adames with a home run. The crew with a 4-game winning streak host the Giants tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin's Kyle McLennan named goaltender of the year by the Big Ten, one of 5 Badger players recognized by the conference. College basketball. As players announce they want to transfer schools, the Badgers' Greg Gard trying to get his team ready for March Madness Friday night.
We're managing it. You have to do both, and you have to focus on preparing and winning on Friday. So, yeah, we're monitoring the portal. My phone buzzes. We have a staff text thread that goes that every time somebody of importance, I guess, or of the noteworthy, not every portal entry ever would be a, I don't know how many have happened today, but there was almost 500 yesterday. So, yeah, you stay on top of it, and we're in contact with people because you have to be, because it's the landscape has changed.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mm-hmm. Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely tomorrow night into Friday. There could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We have a lot of cash and we have a great company, but they want to take it away, or at least take the cash element away. Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties. But they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign. And this is just a corrupt group of people. Mm-hmm. It's election interference, and we'll see how the courts rule on it. And I'll be guided by the courts.
Excuse me. Oh, sure you will. He's never used his cash for his own campaign. And,
yeah, he's never let the courts guide him either.
What? Oh, Lordy. All right, let me wipe my eyes. Okay, let's bring my friend in.
Yay. That's good coffee.
I take it black. Yay. Like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie. I was just on Twitter trying to answer all the Epic Times said that 148 pages was redacted, and this is absolutely a lie. I don't know what's happening to me this morning, but I have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece of garbage paper from the from the Epic Times.
Okay. Is this starting as RFK Jr.?
Every
okay.
election cycle.
We were saying you were saying he is the Paul Gosar of his family at this point. The entire Kennedy family took a St. Patrick's Day picture with President Biden to show support.
That they want to be around sane people who aren't peddling conspiracies and grifting for your money. There's a van outside that says reality. Step into it. Drive away.
I just heard more reporting this morning. Where is it, Chris? San Francisco. There's measles outbreaks everywhere now. Particularly in Florida, because they have a surgeon general that says, you don't have to vaccinate your kids. Don't worry about it for anything.
Well, San Francisco has Marin Mom.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We see you.
It's a small pot.
Don't call Santa Monica Mom and bring that down here.
Right.
Disney World, Florida. It's a smallpox world. after all, it's a smallpox world. It's a smallpox.
That's funny. You tweeted, just a heads up, normalizing Donald Trump is the derangement. We're sane over here. Thank you. I mean, we are not the ones taking crazy pills. You are correct. But
it's that Nancy Mace spin. Like, if you ask the question, you're the demon. I'm not the one who's supporting a rapist.
Right.
That's not normal. You're not normal. We're normal.
Who are these people? You said she's replaced Patty Hearst as the international symbol for Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it just is that she's on the warpath against George Stephanopoulos, like he's the bad guy for quoting the judge exactly, right?
We all saw your speech that something had to be done about Donald Trump after January 6th. We all saw that. How many Lindsey Grahams did she eat for Ted Cruz is the chief for breakfast. Lindsey Graham fakes. Now I like Donald Trump. I racked balls until the sun came up.
Hey, that brings me to, I save stories to sport the sport with you because you like to sport the sport. And Chris. And Chris and I like to gay the gay, and this magically brings both of those things together.
What?
Australian
what?
Soccer star Josh Cavallo proposed to his boyfriend on the pitch.
Aw.
My first That's question right. is, why do they call it a pitch? Why? What does that mean? It means the field, doesn't it?
The pitch means the field, but I guess they have to pitch the grass to make it grow, so I don't know. Just to piss us off.
Yeah.
He surprises, this was adorable, he surprised his boyfriend with an adorable surprise proposal on the pitch.
Oh.
As you say.
Right there. Did he give him a yellow card or a red card? He goes, you know what, I'm giving myself
That's a, soccer
a red
joke?
Card.
Is that a soccer joke?
No, he says, I'm giving myself a red card to an anti-monogamous relationship. I'm out of that and into a new game with you.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, he posted pictures of the big moment to Instagram, showing him getting down on one knee in front of his boyfriend, who is an electrician at the team's home stadium. Starting this year with my fiance, he wrote, adding a diamond ring and heart emoji for good measure.
That's adorable.
The electrician scored.
Pardon me?
Got himself a pro soccer player. Here I am just fixing lights, and I see this guy eyeing me, and now...
I'm guessing there was instant electricity.
Yes.
All right.
Electrician is here. I didn't order an electrician.
Hey, wow, wow.
Every kiss begins with kilowatts. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. You also tweeted, we've been talking about this all morning. You said on the one side you have the demand to free Palestine, on the other you have support Israel. On the third side you have Putin, Trump, and Netanyahu leaning over a cauldron, staring into bubbling putrid liquid. Excellent. Our plan is working.
Excellent.
Yes. We were just talking about, Jared Kushner basically called for ethnic cleansing in Gaza because it's a nice waterfront property and they should clean it up, move all the Palestinians somewhere else. I was like, what?
We're going to build a beautiful mini golf course, and instead of windmills, it's going to be statues of me. It's going to be incredible. And I know that our good friend Dean Obadiah has some many wonderful points, and there's a lot of obviously pain with Dean, but... You know, he posted something that 100 so-and-so of Palestinians are warning Joe Biden. It's like, well, then you're falling right into the plan. I'm sorry. I know that he can't do everything that you want in terms of the food and the help. And it sucks, but
I also appreciate,
they knew
though,
that this was
Dean...
a political election year. And this is why they invaded this year, to put the pressure on Biden so that if you don't support Joe Biden, you're doing the bidding of Netanyahu and Trump. You're doing exactly what they want.
But Dean has, to his credit, I've read a lot of those tweets too, Carlos, and he's been on the show a lot, that he has made that point over and over, is Netanyahu has always been part of the GOP apparatus, and he is doing everything he can right now to undermine Biden to get Trump back in. So
the three of them, Putin, Trump, and Netanyahu, all in bed.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, are we missing the plot point that Putin trained and funded Hamas? Are you kidding? I mean, anyway. All right, let me get you Anita in San Antonio real quick. You're on with Carlos. Hello, Anita. Hello, Anita. Oh, did I do it wrong?
You did it wrong.
Hi, Anita. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to say, Donald Trump is only, causing people to pay more attention to the fact that he's a rapist by suing. He's suing George Stephanopoulos for calling him a rapist. Doesn't that just... call more attention to the fact that he's a rapist?
Yes.
Or that Nancy Mace is suing him for shaming her for being a rapist, which is ridiculous.
Yes, that rapist is just allowing us to talk more about,
rapist.
Yeah, about how rapey he is, because he keeps bringing up
the fact that Donald Trump is a rapist.
Yes. Did I mention that? Trump's a rapist? Pardon me?
Right, the judge, in fact, said, yes, he was only tried for sexual assault, but he did, in fact, rape E.G. Carroll.
Yes, exactly. She didn't know. She said she didn't know if it was his penis or his finger, and she thinks it was both. So you tell me how, under any definition, that's not rape, which is exactly what the judge said.
Bring in our expert witness, Stormy.
Yes. Nope. Yes.
His pinky's the same size.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she, her tiny little mushroom.
Yeah.
Makes it. Well, wait, I have a Stormy Daniels story. Hold, please.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she can testify and so can Michael Cohen.
Yep.
Hooray. I don't see how it could have been possible they weren't able to testify. It's about the hush money.
I don't know.
Case, right? Okay. She said in a new documentary she took hush money from Trump to create a paper trail so he could not have me killed. This is how mobby everyone that's ever known Trump knows he is, right? In one particularly gripping portion of the documentary, Daniels describes being terrified when she was approached about taking the payment after the Access Hollywood tape came out. She said, "My friend was like, you might actually have a problem. I don't want to scare you, but based on things you've told me now, you're the whole Republican Party's problem, and they like to make their problems go away." She said, "I was very relieved when Gina started reaching out, offering me the chance to keep it quiet. I was terrified. I mean, people have been suspiciously killed for political reasons. It was really about two things, trying to keep the story from coming out so it would not hurt my husband and my daughter, and so I wouldn't lose my life. And there would be a paper trail and money trail linking me to Donald Trump so he could not have me killed. All I had to do was sign this piece of paper and collect $130,000. I mean, you tell me what the difference is between Trump and Putin at this point, right? He aspires to be Putin.
Hair.
Good answer.
I've got a little bit of hair left over. I'm a 10 handicap. He's a 4 handicap because he lies. He cheats.
But this is what, you know, this whole immunity thing. He wants what Putin has, which is basically immunity. He just had Navalny killed right before the election.
He got 87%. I would get 88. He only got 87. I would get 88. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, Trump urged the Supreme Court Tuesday, to rule that he's absolutely immune from criminal charges stemming from his attempts to subvert the 2020 election. The brief said the president cannot function. The president itself cannot retain its vital independence. That the president faces criminal prosecution for official acts once he leaves office. Well, that's weird because we seem to have made it 200 and however many years without.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how we've done it. Legal experts say Trump unlikely to prevail, but added that how and when the court rejects his arguments will effectively determine whether and when Trump's trial, which had been scheduled to start March 4th, will proceed. I'm still holding out hope, Carlos, that New York, you know, hush money, at least Georgia, it can go forward. I don't know about J6, but maybe, you know, it would be the worst timing for him, like September, October.
Yeah, get him in the court, stress him out, keep making him travel. That's what Melania says. I want to go somewhere in September with my lover. Put him in court, please.
Money?
I'll be traveling with my money.
Be best if he was not here.
Can I check my money and carry on money?
Yeah.
Check money.
Maybe that's her. That's her mating season. She would. It'd be best if he were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Money.
Pardon me.
That's her mating call. Money.
Be best.
Okay, I don't know so the documents cases we were saying, arguably the most serious to national security. I don't know if you've seen Sarah Longwell. She used to be a spokesperson for him, right? She was a Republican strategist.
Yeah.
She said, "Thing to understand about the voters, there's a large gap between what Republican primary voters want and what general election swing voters will tolerate or are interested in," adding that Trump living in a courtroom is not attractive to general election swing voters. The visuals of him just sitting in courtroom after courtroom are not going to work well for him. The only thing about voters on the legal stuff is that so far it's like white noise to the voters. Trump has this magical ability. When he does something wrong, he goes all in, right? So there's 91 indictments and voters can't tell them apart. Isn't that extraordinary? Because he's committed so many crimes, somehow the avalanche, like, you know, numbs people rather than going, oh, holy, that guy has 91. We're not really going to
give him the nuclear. Yeah, it's
hard for one to
stand out. Yeah. You know, which was worse, the rape, the cheating, the documents?
She said as his,
we can't decide.
As his criminal cases get underway and the whole country tunes in, starts paying attention to each individual case, I think people are going to start having more opinions about each individual case. That's why he's frantic to stop any of these cases from starting, because in many cases, Carlos, it's his people that are testifying against him. They can't say it's deep state and liberals or whatever. It's his own people. So, you know, you can't tell me he thinks this is going to play well with the general public.
Otherwise, why would he want immunity from criminal cases if none of what he did was a crime? That's a pretty telling point. And it's weird. Like you say, you can't tell which is which. Trump's crimes and his whole life is like the stages of Regan in The Exorcist. She came downstairs, she peed, something might be wrong. Then she broke somebody's neck.
It's a UTI.
Then she tossed somebody out a window. Uh-huh. Then she threw a pea soup.
Yep.
Then she jammed a cross up her thing. Something might be wrong with her. We're all like Ellen Burstyn going, he's a demon, he's possessed, you gotta get rid of him. Take him inside yourself and jump down the stairs, Republican Party. Kill it.
Kill it.
One more, Sarah Longwell.
You're not my party. You're not my party.
Speaking of former Trump officials, so Sarah Longwell said, what we have here is a parade of high-level serious people, whatever you think about their politics, who served the guy and all came to the same conclusion independently, then he's nuts. It's time to step up. The people who served Trump directly need to go on the record as loudly and frequently as possible, but exactly why he should never get near the White House again. We need John Kelly on primetime TV. We need Bill Barr. Who should be speaking plainly in swing state ads, millions of dollars behind them. We need Jim Mattis talking straight to the camera about what it means to serve the Constitution, what it means to subvert it. Carlos, that's the other thing is, like you keep saying, it's not enough to just say, you know, I'm not going to endorse him. You know, if you then in the same breath say, oh, I'm not going to vote for Biden. I mean, they know that that's a vote for Trump, basically.
Yeah. Absolutely. And this is why I don't trust any of the grifter third party candidates, because they don't have the cojones to go after Trump and Putin and say, these are people. Yeah, maybe what I'm running on doesn't have anything to do with that. But you, at the same time, you can acknowledge what evil is, what crime is, and speak to it.
Yep.
Because if you're going to run head to head against that person, start attacking now. What are you waiting for unless you're a grifter?
20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions. Lonnie actually asked me if this was full of coffee, this giant thing, which I would levitated through the ceiling at this point.
You would have also been sitting on the toilet the entire show.
Yes. I can't do a lot of caffeine after, you know, like insane o'clock in the morning when I get up. Morning Kick is natural. It's a strawberry lemonade flavor, and it's just all my... Thank you, Carlos. It's just my good... That's me after my first sip of Morning Cake. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, I have a hard time hydrating with water. I don't like just plain water. This gives me a delicious strawberry lemonade flavor and 10 supplements in one.
Whoa.
Right? It has been a game changer for me in my athletic performance, on my bicycle, hiking, you name it. It's a powerful new formula, helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. And none of that, you know, you're not all hopped up.
No.
Yeah. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. Get that extra boost of energy. Enhance your well-being. Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah. I am your neighbor. Lend me some sugar. Hello, Paul in the Bronx. You're on with Carlos. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Frustration, I guess, is with the main media, is that Trump has no platform. All he does is insult people, you know, like an adolescent. But he has no platform to stand on, and nobody's calling him out on it.
Yeah, well, you're going to the wrong place if you're going to the mainstream media to get any kind of... like, these are the stories, and Carlos, I swear I didn't save this because you're Latino, but it's the latest fear-mongering mainstream media story that Hispanic voters are leaving Biden and blah. Do I hear air raid siren? Chiron, breaking news. But the president was in the battleground states of Nevada and Arizona to shore up flagging support among Latino voters. This is... where's the story? AP? I don't know. AP. Historically, Democratic Latino community is increasingly leaning towards Republican Trump, spelling Biden trouble for Biden in two states he narrowly won in 2020. I mean, I don't know to what degree statistically that's true, but there's literally every other day a black people aren't going to vote for Biden. Latinos aren't going to vote for Biden. I mean, and maybe I'm crazy, but could he be more racist toward blacks or Latinos? I can't even cite all this just from the last few days, right?
Yeah, this is a divide and conquer scheme, right? You know those Latino brothers of yours? They're coming to take your jobs. You know those other people? They're coming to take your jobs. So, yeah, it's a tool that's used to divide people against themselves.
I mean, a Biden spokesman said Nevada and Arizona are diverse, pro-choice states that are gaining hundreds of thousands of good-paying jobs thanks to the president's policies. I mean, I guess we just have to keep trying to message, Carlos, about all the good stuff Biden is doing, not just how horrible and racist Donald Trump is, right?
Yeah, and also message that he was trying to get some decent reform on the border and that the Republicans refused at the behest of Trump. And so that if that's your issue as a Latino who's more conservative, a Tex-Mex in Texas, for example, that's like, hey, I came over legally. I don't want these people to come over legally because I had to do it the right way.
Yeah, then sign the bill.
Right.
29.
Then
29 urge. Minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos. Yep.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is giving out about $4 million in grants to help employers train thousands of workers in construction, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation jobs. 22 companies are using the money from the Department of Workforce Development's Wisconsin Fast Forward program to train more than 2,000 people. Wisconsin is eligible for up to $30 million in federal money for high-speed internet in underserved areas. It would be a boon to rural communities where the population is getting older.
At least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Martha Cranley is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The three finalists for the role of Monona Grove's new school superintendent have been announced. Honorata Eba is the associate superintendent for elementary schools in Madison. Tanya Frederick is the associate superintendent for Elmbrook Schools. Kirk Schneider is the superintendent of True North Educational Cooperative 804 in Highland Park, Illinois. All three will get a tour of Monona Grove Schools Thursday, followed by a public meet and greet that evening. The school board will decide on their final pick in mid-April. The Beltline was briefly shut down around Monona Drive Tuesday afternoon while police investigated a report of a driver waving a gun. Monona police responded to the call and pulled over the offending driver around 1 o'clock. The driver was briefly detained but was let go when they were found to not have a gun. Ultimately, no arrests were made and the Beltline reopened a short time later. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with wind still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds down ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. From start to finish, this is the partisan weaponization of our judicial system. Please write these big stories.
All right.
Aw. It's Peter Navarro in jail.
He's dead. Oh, man, going to jail for the devil.
He has a staff.
He does. He has a, oh, could I have the tiniest of violin? An NBC reporter said, it looks like a country club, but actually federal prisons are not country clubs. We've been reported on inspector general reports of prisons in Florida, minimum security prisons where the food was moldy. The conditions are terrible. So no one should be looking forward to spending time there. And he said, it's really bizarre. All he had to do was show up to Congress. He could have asserted his Fifth Amendment right, refused to answer questions. He thought he was a martyr on principle, and now he's going to serve time in prison.
All you had to do was not work the behest of the greatest criminal there's ever been in this country, you fool.
Yeah. Right.
Blame Trump. Stop blaming good people.
It's extraordinary. The people, what's his name? What is it? Who's the CFO? Weisselberg, going back to Rikers for Donald Trump.
Right. Yep.
You know, he reportedly loves Manafort because Manafort went to prison for him. I'm just like...
Navarro's going to be staring at the TV. Maybe he'll salute me from prison. He's saluting at me. Shut up, guards!
Carlos, you mentioned this, but I just love it. Representative Jared Moskowitz wears a Vladimir Putin mask to the House Oversight Committee hearing on the Biden family. I just came to thank James Comer for taking all of our intelligence and using it in the committee. Maybe he can come see the technology in our grocery stores. Come on, we need a little levity on our side. I love the way Jared Moskowitz trolls them.
I don't mind the aforementioned prop comedy, Chris. I like it. What the heck?
I think it's a little bit Carrot Top-ish.
What is?
Well, if nothing else, it highlights that.
They're such clowns. Like, how else do you combat how ridiculous they are? They're
devoid of, our last caller said it, they have no platform.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They're just flying monkeys. Yeah. I want you to do a House hearing. Yes, Master. I want you to reject the border wall. Yes, Master. Fly.
I don't even know if you're aware of this, Chris, but I've just decided to institute a new segment called Crazy GOP Bitches.
Okay.
Because, Carlos, I'm sorry, there's just so little time. So many crazy GOP bitches.
We should.
I mean, you mentioned Nancy Mace with her Stockholm Syndrome. And
Patty Hearst.
Katie Britt, and on and on. But, okay, let's start with this one. Moms for Liberty. Co-founder. I'm sorry.
Katie Britt.
I forgot,
and you mentioned me. And my heart pours out for this next segment. You go ahead.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty co-founder, Bridget. This is the Moms for Three Ways.
Moms for Three Ways.
Yeah. Bridget Ziegler and her husband are suing Sarasota police and prosecutors to stop the release of records related to his rape probe. These would be your family values, Republicans. Last October, cops began investigating Ziegler's husband, Christian. Oh, he's named Christian.
Oh.
And obviously a good Christian.
He couldn't do nothing wrong.
After the MAGA power couple's threesome partner accused him of sexual assault. After a local news outlet published the claims, Christian Ziegler lost his job as Florida's Republican Party chairman, and Bridget Ziegler was let go from the Conservative Leadership Institute. The sex scandal underscored the hypocrisy of the Ziegler family's values persona. One critics have called anti-LGBTQ while engaging in bisexual activity.
Moms for menage a trois.
I guess it doesn't count if a man gets to watch or participate. It's not really gay. Right.
You know, the bisexual is the B in LGBT.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Right. Okay.
The stand bisexual, if they're watching.
The stand bisexual.
Page 2. Crazy GOP bitch stack. Marjorie Page Taylor. Pardon me?
Marjorie.
Is that how she signs her signature on bills?
Yeah, she's like a liger.
With her talent?
Except she's part horse. Part eagle,
right.
Whatever you kind of want to call that.
She has a talon and not really a...
Right.
Okay. We call her Eagle Horse.
She does not make your heart soar like a hawk?
No.
Okay.
No. She makes me run in fear.
Okay. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene sent out email blasts in recent days boasting of securing federal funds for infrastructure projects in her district that she voted against because they are shameless.
Right.
Okay.
Crazy GOP bitches.
Yes. Oh, I'm not. Are you kidding? I'm just getting warmed up.
Okay. All right. We need a jingle Carrie for Lake. This segment.
Yeah, we really do. Carrie Lake.
Oh,
is this? I think I need a tinier violin than I currently
have. Get your filters.
Yes, put your own filter on. Carrie Lake declared that she's not perfect and may have made some mistakes in her past comments about fellow Republicans, but insisted politics is a rough and tumble game.
What?
She referred to John McCain, you remember, as a loser,
uh-huh.
and of Republicans like him as uh-huh. losers. She said, you know, we're all human. We make mistakes occasionally. I do as well, and I'm not perfect, and I never want to hurt anyone's feelings. But, you know... Yeah, why would you by calling John McCain a loser and anyone that votes for him is a loser and get out and we don't
oh,
want you?
Oh, no. She's showing weakness. She's
yeah,
trying
she
to
is.
Fake
yeah.
apologize.
Trump is not going to like this.
Yeah.
No,
but, you
Trump
know,
will not.
Politics is
you,
a rough.
You're off. She's off.
Yeah.
What did Carrie Lake just do? Apologize? Off the short list. No way.
I
not going to happen, Carrie.
He probably told her that she is no longer on the short list for VP
yes.
and now she's trying to soften her image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, politics is a rough and tumble game and sometimes things are said. Yes,
yeah.
particularly when you are a crazy GOP bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not done.
Okay. Oh.
Lauren Boebert.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know what? Do we have arms in the angels? Because there's a lot of crazy GOP bitches begging for money. You know, Katie Britt did a fundraising because she said, they're not laughing at me, friend. They're laughing. They're laughing at you and your children. And everyone's like, no, Katie, we're all just laughing at you. Pretty much just laughing at you. Okay, this would be, yes, Lauren Boebert. Okay, I'll just fill this in. Okay. Lauren Boebert took to social media to ask her supporters to donate to her campaign amid the fight of her political career. It seems like she has other ways that she can make money.
She needs to open a hand in your lap booth at the county fair.
Sure, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
But liberal helper. Thank
more,
you, Carlos.
That's more than a kissing booth. You can upcharge.
Yeah, she could invite people to dial her nipples like combination locks. Yeah. Chuck people's corn. Chuck the Mr.'s cob. As JoJo from Jurors tells us. Okay, she announced late last year she's planning to run in the state's more conservative 4th congressional district, so she's carpetbagging over there, which is being vacated by Ken Buck, which is...
Booyah, what you like to do.
Yeah, both. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. She said the move is really in regards to my personal life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is she trying to get farther away from the ex-husband who likes to whip his D out in front of teenage girls at the bowling alley, or?
I'll be running in the restraining order district.
Uh-huh.
She's trying to run away from her failed restaurant.
Yeah, Shooters.
Shooters.
Yeah, which is actually in Rifle, Colorado,
yeah.
isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. And also it gave people explosive diarrhea.
Cholera, yeah.
Diarrhea. It's a bad name, Shooters, for a place that
Hoop Shooters.
The pork sliders give you the runs, in my opinion.
Just change the vial.
Buck announced last week he is resigning from Congress at the end of the week, setting up a June special election to replace him. The move has been viewed as potentially hurting Boebert's chances of winning the district, as she will be on the ballot only for the regular GOP primary, not the special. She's going down. I mean, not for the first time, but you know what I'm saying.
No, not in the theater, but you mean politically.
Yeah, not at Beetlejuice, but I think politically. All right.
She's our friend from Canada. Will she go down on you in a theater? Yes, she will. Lauren Boebert.
Alanis Morissette really needs to do new versions of her songs.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. They keep coming up.
Isn't it ironic?
Okay.
Kate, for
all right, this one,
Nancy
I
Mace.
Don't even know. I guess this is Christy Noem. I just... Can we... We just can't say enough about this bizarre dentist video thing. Don't you think she probably got free? That's what it is. It looks like she's doing an infomercial for the... Because, I mean, she went like... What is that one state over? Or how many states over is Texas from South Dakota? Like,
It's like
several.
Yeah, because South Dakota's at the top of the country.
Right.
Texas is at the bottom of the country. It's
right.
like six
right.
states.
Oh,
between.
I forgot to tell you, I can't come tomorrow. I have to go for a clean and check in Utah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm due for. It's a joke. Christy Noem has caused a stir on social media. She posted the video promoting a Texas dentist, catching the attention of an advocacy group that has now filed a lawsuit mm-hmm. against her, alleging the video was a false and deceptive advertisement. It was posted on all her socials.
Mm-hmm.
Describing she knocked out several teeth during a bike accident. I don't. Okay. It's several years ago and has been unhappy with how they were fixed, so she went to Smile, Texas. Okay. And
they don't have dentists in South Dakota?
No, apparently not. No. There are dentists in Nome's home state. Nearly 500 dentist members and more than 500 dental staff members statewide. Hmm. So it's not clear why she decided to travel. Oh, 1,200 miles.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Wow. Well, they got dentists in South Dakota. We'll fix your teeth and put the true coat on. You'll never get cavities again.
Yeah. Did she get the true coat in Texas?
Yeah, they put the true coat right on the teeth there.
Smile, Texas. Sorry. Website proudly touts that they are the official dentist of the Miss Texas USA pageant.
Oh,
she needed pageant teeth.
Yeah.
In case she's VP. You can't have regular teeth. You got a pageant.
What did you say?
Pardon me?
Melania, I got a new dentist. They're the official dentist of the pageant. Gotta go.
The New York Times this morning said that Kristi Noem's transformation into MAGA princess is almost complete.
Yeah, Trump said, I know you're not supposed to say it, that she's beautiful. I'm not going to say it. You're not supposed to say that she's beautiful. So out of character for him to objectify women. But,
yeah.
You know, I had a flashback to Tina Fey as Sarah Palin going, now it's time to do some fancy pageant walking. So, okay, and this, is this my last one? Oh, no, I'm not even, I've got two more. I'm sorry. This one I told you my sister Mary told me about in North Carolina.
Right.
Because you were distracted by the lieutenant governor wackadoo. That guy. Oof. This. Biatch. This is a new report revealed the North Carolina Republican nominee for state superintendent. She'd be in charge of, teaching your kids. Carlos, if you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Has repeatedly called for President Obama to be publicly executed for treason.
Obama.
She has responded by doubling down on her demands. Mm-hmm. A previous message had demanded death to all traitors and was followed by one saying she wanted to see Obama's execution broadcast on pay-per-view channel. Here's what's happened as I've lost the will
to live,
Chris. I didn't even want to delve into why he was guilty of treason because it doesn't matter.
Why is
what
Obama coming
crazy...
up again?
I don't know. Morrow is her name. Is that her name? Yes. Michelle Morrow. She is a homeschooling advocate.
Oh, boy.
She would oversee schools if elected. She doesn't believe in schools, but she would be overseeing
them.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
She has made a number of other inflammatory claims on social media, including that President Biden should be executed for telling people to wear masks during COVID and that China stationed thousands of troops in Canada to rig the 2020 election.
We do a Bible bath where we cut up pages of the Bible and put them in hot water and make the kids soak in it. It's called a Bible bath.
She has also pushed QAnon conspiracy theories, including the idea that celebrities are consuming the blood of children to stay eternally youthful.
Oh, right.
Okay, so that is that.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of
I'm doing it so I can keep playing softball on Tuesday nights. Blood of children.
Do you still do Burbank Dad Whiskey Night?
We still do.
Do you?
Of the night.
Hang on. I have the Billy West joke of the day. Are you ready?
Sure.
How many maggots does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Three.
One to change the bulb, one to hold the ladder, and one to accuse you of being a pedophile.
Okay.
Nice. I like it. Yes. It takes four. One to scream, hang my pants.
All right.
Go Billy West.
Yay, okay. Billy.
And just in the final GOP crazy bitch and the GOP crazy bitch stack this morning, Carlos. It's like Nancy Mace. Like, how do you find women that will defend rapists? For president, or just, advocate against their own best interests. I don't know. Dr. Gina Luden, do you know who this is?
I've never heard of her.
She's a TV host who supports Trump, said women are at fault for the gender pay gap. She noted White House women last year earned 80 cents per every dollar a White House man made. She said, I don't really particularly care if men are paid more than women. As I've said before, I'm a bona fide sexist. I think I want to be valuable enough in my work environment that my boss wants to pay me what I'm worth. I think women should stop whining and start spending time making their contributions even greater.
Yes, Steph. Wow. Stop whining.
Stop whining. Wow.
If you want to be paid, you got to put out. You got to put out if you want to pay.
But it just, I don't get, I've said this before, I don't get how one woman, I didn't get it in 2016, but particularly now.
Yes. I add that the genesis of all this is women who voluntarily accepted the premise that God is a man in any religion. It starts there. Once you give that away, that, God is man, Jesus was a man, I'm second tier, you're headed straight towards subordination.
Yep. You live on Vagina Island, and you're proud of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes. Wife
menstruation
and two girls.
Island, where there'll be dogs will get in the garbage can like, oh, it's another menstrual blood feast. Welcome to my house.
Can I just say that was Pookie's main diet back? Well, because Pookie was a long time ago when also I was
let it go.
Younger. But, oh, it was disgusting. It looked like a murder in the living in the bathroom.
Yeah,
like what happened?
He would
look like
would
Lucy
through...
from Dracula. Lucy, what's happened to you?
Okay, let's break. 49
Please.
Up to the hour, this portion of
too
the
much?
Show.
Yes.
Yes. I speak on behalf of both of us. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show break. Brought to you by Credo Mobile. Hmm? There's a lot of bad stuff happening in the world, and particularly even on this show.
Well.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. Here's how you can make a difference just by using your phone. Join Credo Mobile. It's America's only progressive phone company. They give bazillions to great progressive nonprofits that share your values. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling that comes with knowing you're making a difference every day just by using your phone. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. You know, the low rates, complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from all the top brands. Switching so easy, bring your current phone, bring your current number, go to CredoMobile.com, type in Steph, boom, you get $250 off any smartphone when you type in Steph. CredoMobile.com, $250 off using the code Steph.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian, called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Stephanie Miller.
My chiffon is wet, darling. My chiffon is wet. My wig is wet. I am tired. I can't. I am lost in all this. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, okay. Just because you want me to completely lose my shizzle right before the show is over. Mm-hmm. We have a little bit of breaking news, Carlos.
Georgia judge allows Trump to appeal Fonnie Willis ruling.
Wow. Of course.
Scott McAfee.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, don't even get me started, Carlos, on I don't even know what to say about this anymore. As we've said over and over, this should have been some stupid thing that was decided in the judge's chamber on lunch hour. She shouldn't have been put on trial for her personal life on TV. For days before the rapist gets put on trial. Yep. I mean, this is just the most absurd. And as we keep saying, you don't even have to be a lawyer to go, it's a conflict. If, she's sleeping with a juror or the judge or something on their own, his or her own team, who gives a I mean, it just is extraordinary, the breaks that he gets, isn't it?
Yeah. The criminals is Dick Tracy bad.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Paul bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. So I don't even, obviously, this is just breaking now. So, Chris, I don't know what this means as to how long. So delay, I assume it means more delay, right?
At least about a 30-day delay?
I don't know. Chris, let's do a guess the quote just to think of happy things.
Okay.
Who said, I'm just happy to be working and that I've got all my parts. I have my hips and my knees and I think my brain. So as long as I can keep that up and work, then I want to work. Who said that?
Rocco Wallaby.
No. Carol Burnett, who is 90 and her new show premieres tonight on Apple TV, Palm Royale. Mother of Jody Hamilton. Mother-in-law of Jody, of Lonnie over there running cameras for us this week.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to watch
it. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, Carlos.
Hiya. Do you call her mom or Carol?
Carol.
Oh, okay. Carol. All right.
Yeah, Carol.
Yeah. Okay. I just was curious.
That's amazing.
You just go, I love you so much.
I don't really get words out.
Yeah.
I've only met her twice, and I still haven't gotten actually a sentence out other than, I love you so much.
I'm so glad we'll have this time together coming up.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
on
exactly.
Apple TV Plus.
Well, there you go.
I think they've already dropped. Two episodes have already dropped right now. So, yes.
Well, that'll take care of a portion of my insomnia tonight.
There
That's
you go.
Fantastic. Look at this. Congress announces a deal to avoid a shutdown. This is what they consider governing. Funding was set to expire Saturday morning for the Departments of State, Defense, Homeland Security. I mean, Carlos, can you imagine a time when we can actually get some real things done and not just have this constant kicking the can down the road and obstructionism on the Republican side?
Yeah, and I think we can have it done in 2024 if everybody votes right, and to calm your sleepless nights with all the court cases that will or may not happen. Just go to the ballot box because the court cases may or may not ever happen, but you know that he is fighting to stay out of prison, and so defeating him at the polls will be just sweet justice.
Yep. No, it's an essential part of penniless and prison and defeated in a landslide. Yep. Let's get on it. Love you, Carlos. Follow him on all the socials. We'll see you next week. Hooray.
See you
tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.